It's Christmas time. It's a fantastic time to share with friends and family. But this is also the season where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm going to facilitate you to, for the next couple of moments, with song and with communion and with some Bible study, just to celebrate Christmas in the right way. Let's start off with a Christmas song about the birth of Jesus Christ. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, but we also celebrate the announcement of a whole new season, a whole new way in which God relates to humanity. Through Jesus Christ, we discover something that is known as the new covenant. But I want to read to you from John chapter 13, verse 34. It says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so must you also love one another." What the scripture does here is Jesus says that the declaration of the new covenant is the declaration of the love of God over humanity. I believe that this new covenant radically changed the way that people perceived faith in the old covenant, or also in the Old Testament, where they had to go up to the temple and they had to bring sacrifices of animals. While in the new covenant, there is this promise that the angel made right from the word go when he announced that Jesus the Christ will be born, and he said that he will be known as Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. The whole direction of the interaction between God and man changed radically in the new covenant. Today, Christmas Day, is a day where we celebrate God's initiative. He reached out to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, and he made the declaration that God loves the world. And he made also a promise that he would be with us. Some of the authors in the New Testament would go as far as to say that we are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. So today is not just a celebration of something that happened 2,000 years ago. It's also a celebration of the impact of the new covenant in my life. I think the other big change that I believe has been given to us in the new covenant is the promise of a relationship with God. Much of what happened in the old covenant was very ritualistic and rules orientated. But in the new covenant, we live within a relationship as Jesus came and introduced our God to us as our heavenly Father, our Father who is in heaven. The concept of a father was also put forward to us in the story in Luke chapter 15, when Jesus told us the story of a father whose son, today we know him as the prodigal son, a son who made his own decisions, who went away from his father's house, ended up in sin and in destruction and in dire straits. And he came back and said, "Make me a slave in your house." But then the father who forever has said, "I am still in relationship with you. It felt as though you were dead. And now you've come alive again. You have come home." And the first thing that the father did, he embraced the son and he reinforced his relationship with him. You see, our biggest mistakes on this Christmas day, in this Christmas season, our biggest mistakes are wiped away by the declaration of a God who says, "I want to live in conversation and relationship with you." That's the new covenant. It's God with us. It is relationship. And I think it also brings the incredible promise that we are children of God. That we have to discover that our sin doesn't define us. God's declaration of our identity is that we belong to Him. And yes, we make mistakes and we may feel as though we are slaves in His house, but the Father says, "Let me show you who you truly are." So today, as we use a song about the word Emmanuel for a short time of worship, why don't you come with me? And let us celebrate the new covenant, the declaration of the love of God over our lives, the promise of His presence with us every single day, the fact that He calls us into relationship, into conversation with Him, and that brings a new identity, that we are children of God. That's what the new covenant is all about. Let's worship together.
Emmanuel, Welcome to the old Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to the old Israel. Of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery.
Emmanuel, God is with us. Now, I want to take you back to John 13, verse 34, that we are using for our Bible study today. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. What Jesus does here is so important. He reminds us that God loves us. We're going to talk about how we love one another in a couple of minutes. But for now, I want to invite you to focus on the practical implications of what it means that God loves us. Let me first tell you that over the last year, the whole story of Doxolo was anchored around the theme of love. And we discovered that if you say that you love somebody, if God says that He loves us, if God is love, what does it mean practically? I'm going to tell you that the first word about love, it definitely is not the last word, but the first experience when you step into the love of God is how He brings blessing and benefit to your life. You know, love is a value statement. It says that we are so valuable in John 3, verse 16. God loves the world to the extent that He gave His Son. But then immediately He begins to talk in benefit terms, in blessing terms. God loves the world and He gave His Son so that if we believe in Him, number one, we will not perish. That means that the destructive cycle of what often happens in life is reversed, and positive energy and life takes us to higher places of existence than we were ever before. It's the benefit of God's love declaration that we will not perish, but we will have eternal life. Eternal is also in regards to time, but definitely also in regards to quality. We will have heavenly quality of life. And I think the idea, the promise, the benefit of God's love over us includes His shalom, His peace. It's such a big word in the Bible because He says, "My peace I give to you." Maybe around this Christmas table today, you and I want to bring some of the struggle and the battles and some of the negative things that may have happened in the last 12 months and bring it to this place where we say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you love me. Thank you that I can receive the benefit of your love, that I do not have to live in destruction. I can have a quality of life that is a gift from God. And what it does is it creates a fountain on the inside that overflows into the decisions that we make, and it causes our lives really to flourish. If I look at my own testimony, I discovered a relationship with God when I was a 13-year-old boy. And, a couple of decades later, I want to tell you that the love of God over my life, as I studied the scriptures, as I spent my life in constant conversation with my Creator, I have found a place that is so secure to my soul. It is home for me. My home is in my relationship with my Heavenly Father. From that home, from that relationship, you and I express our lives in our other relationships. Every other person in my life is a gift of the love of God. They bring a little portion of the love of God. My parents, my brothers, my wife, my children, my friends, the people that are my co-workers, they bring a dimension of the love of God, and I have an opportunity to bring the love of God to their lives as well. If my home base is my relationship with God and it overflows into relationships, then my relationship with this planet, my relationship with the economy, my relationship, my creativity in everything that I encounter also becomes a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a statement of God's love that I have the skills that I have, that I was able to grow and develop the skills that I have. So I want to call you in the next moment of worship to a place where you just come and stand under the shower of His love. In Romans 5, verse 5, Paul says, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that He has given to us. And that's my prayer for you, that around this Christmas season and on this day, that you will really be reminded of the declaration that God says, I love you. I want to bring the benefit of fullness of life, the benefit of my presence, the benefit of a quality relationship that overflows into a quality existence everywhere you go. This song talks about a divine exchange, and that is so precious today. As I say, Lord, thank you that my humanity and maybe some elements of brokenness in my past, that it is exchanged because of your love for me. It is exchanged with a promise of the fullness of God in me and through me. Let's worship together.
On the cross hung my pain, and the guilt and the shame. Jesus bore my suffering to the grave to make me free. All the blood that was shed, it now flows to cover sin. It washes clean and pure.
In divine exchange, hallelujah. down all lesser things for greater gain. He is alive inside of me. I lay down all lesser things for greater gain. He is alive inside of me. I lay down all lesser things for greater gain. He is alive. Jesus, He took my place.
So let's just go back to John 13, verse 34. And this will be the last thought before I will facilitate you to have a time of communion with whomever is around you at this particular point. John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. You must love one another. The concept of one another is such a big concept. Would you just think about the people that are in close relationship with you at this point? Start in your family. What are the names of the people that are in your family? Then maybe take it to your workplace. Who are the people that are working with you or are in a team with you? And maybe in the last instance, let's talk about our friends, the people who are a part of your life and celebrate life with you in your friendship circle. They are the one another's of your life. And Jesus makes a statement that I want to remind you that Christmas is a celebration of Christ in us, but also amongst us. He's the one who gives us the blessing of relationship. Christmas is a time to appreciate one another. And you know, sometimes when you get close to somebody else, you become very aware of their otherness, one another, the uniqueness of somebody else that is radically different maybe to the way that you think, that you process. And then you have a choice. That uniqueness is either going to be a frustration in your life, it's going to be a point of conflict, or it can become a point of compliment and blessing, where I begin to celebrate the uniqueness and the otherness of my one another's, where I say, thank you, Lord, thank you that my wife is different to who I am. And those differences, the way that other people think and function, it can make me stronger if I allow their uniqueness to complement my uniqueness. So many people want to be right. So many people want to express their freedom and I can do it my way. But I want to tell you that the richness of relationship means that I've discovered a higher life. I've discovered it's not your way or my way. There is a third way. There is our way. In my team, I've discovered that the way that other people think and their perspectives, that I desperately need those perspectives to help me to see the broader picture. And when I talk about friendship, it's the complement of other people's uniqueness that makes my life so rich. You know, when we talk about communion today, this is the declaration of the love of God. And maybe I want to challenge you to go back to your different relationships with these two elements. The first element, the bread, the symbol of nourishment, the symbol of what we need to exist on this planet. Maybe today, as we break bread together, we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you brought nourishment to my spirit and my soul. You are the one who really feeds me. But I want to encourage you to look around to your one another's. This is a new commandment, Jesus said, that you love one another as I have loved you. And maybe if I can use my marriage as an example, maybe that's a question. In the next 3 to 6 months, what can I do to be a source of nourishment for my wife, for my spouse? And I want to encourage you to do exactly the same with your children, with the people that you work with. Lord, show me how you came so that I may have life in abundance. Show me what I can do to lift the level of life in abundance for somebody else. I'm inviting you today, Jesus is inviting us with a new commandment to the quality of love and life that he has for us. His promise is that as we give, we will receive. If you want to live a life of fulfillment, begin to position yourself as a blessing in the people around you, in their hearts, in their lives. A word of encouragement, practical help, support, growth, development, all those elements of nurturing somebody to their full potential is what communion is all about. God does it for us, and he encourages us to do it for one another. And then the symbol of the blood was there was this conviction at that point that the life of the human body is in your blood. It conveys, it carries life to one another. And that's another question that you can ask. Lord, thank you that you can, so that I may have life in abundance. You brought life to me. And maybe there's something in the one another's around you where you can see that life has been sucked out of them. Maybe they've lost some momentum. Maybe they've lost some focus. Maybe there's something that's not quite right. And you can be an instrument in their life of the blessing of God that you carry. And let me remind you that relationships do ask sacrifice. The blood of Christ was poured out to cleanse us, to restore us. And I want to pray over every relationship that is represented in your life today. And then you can share communion in any way you want to. If you want to share a meal together or actually use these two elements, let's do it. And in our conversations, let's ask the question, how can I be bread in your life? How can I be wine in your life? Heavenly Father, thank you for this incredible time of celebration. Thank you for this Christmas season. Thank you, Lord, for the promise that you brought with a new covenant. And now you give us a new command. You show us how to live. You show us that love is the best decision that we can make for ourselves. I celebrate every one of the people that are around me. My heart is also broken for those who have lost people in this last season. And I thank you today, Lord, that around this table of communion, we celebrate the nourishment, the restoration, and just the blessing of your life. May you set us up so that we can be an instrument of blessing in one another's lives. And even where it's necessary to go and say, I'm sorry, and to restore relationships, Father, may that also happen in this Christmas season. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all of your love. Amen.
It's in the words that I speak. every step I take, in all the choices and decisions that I make. It's the way of love. It's not a word that I just use, a mere emotion on its own. It is far beyond the boundaries that I've known. It's the way of love. I am rooted, I am grounded in His love. I have power, I am fullness in His love.
It knows no bounds.